Brett.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, man.
Thank you for having me.
You can't call me sir. I'm not that old yet.
I think we're probably around the same age, actually.
You're younger than me, I guarantee you. I'm in my 50s, man.
Oh, I just hit the 50.
Oh, you just hit the 50? Yeah. I'm 53,
in
man.
In November.
Yeah,
it's 74, different. 74. So you're 71.
I'm 71.
That's my wife's age. That's my wife's year, so yeah.
See, no, bring the mic. Don't worry about it. No, it's all good. It's, yeah, you know, all the young people that listen, you know, because that's the majority of the audience that listens to the show. Yeah, you guys are all going to get old if you're lucky.
Yeah, one day. You'll get there. You'll notice what the gray hair is all about and muscle mass decreasing and all that stuff.
You'll start discovering things that you never thought you would discover, and you're like, this is weird, right? This is really weird. But
those little things that hurt in the morning.
Yeah, little aches and pains, but it means that you're still here.
It's true,
which is also a good thing. That's why I'm lucky about it. So it's all good. But welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We're going to talk roofs. We're going to talk about longevity roofs. We're going to talk about roof life. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about your story and how you got into it and everything like that. So let me just share the information to begin with. Brett, and it's sorry, I never want to mess it up, right? So Mitsubata, right? Yeah. Rooflife.ca at Rooflife Canada on social, and then you can also reach out on email info@rooflife.ca 1-833-550-LIFE, or it's 1-833-550-5433, or their phone number locally here is 416-962-4900. I'm wearing HTO. That's whose hoodie I'm wearing today. HTO. I haven't spoken to him in a while. He's a good, solid plumber in the city.
Yeah.
So he's actually a Kohler registered service guy.
Okay.
And super nice guy. And I got to get him on the show. I've been itching to get him on the show. But all right. So now, Brett, over to you, man. Like, where do you want to begin?
I think we should just really start talking about what roof rejuvenation really is, because it is a new product, a new service, and we're a new company in the GTA. And in Canada itself,
right? You guys started like literally new. When you say new, last year, right?
We're new.
End of last year.
Yeah, we started in July.
Okay.
But it took us 2 months to get it off the ground. Like, we're coming right off the ground. We're building this airplane from nuts and bolts because no one's done it here. So two months of putting everything together, getting a crew together, hiring people, getting this van all stickered up and getting the marketing and advertising, commercials, radio, all that kind of stuff. That takes a lot of time and a lot of organization and hiring internal staff as well. But maybe the end of July, early August is when we really said, all right, we're launching. And we had a few phone calls trickling in. So at least people were kind of accepting what we were doing. But we had that trifold problem, as any kind of new company with a new product and service has, is nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
And that is a big problem.
In a huge sea of construction. Yeah.
Just huge sea of construction in an economy where people don't have money to spend.
Yeah.
Renovations kind of, as we all know.
Or they're being conscious of the money that they're spending.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, post-COVID, everyone was spending money like crazy, because I was actually before this in the window and door industry selling windows and doors, and people were just spending money.
Sure.
Then the government came out the Green Home Energy Plan, and people were like, oh, free money. And so
then the government took that away.
Well, yeah, it shut down, and nobody can get their windows done for a good. I mean, I took advantage of it being in the industry, and I needed windows done, and I have like 24 windows in my house. So I got a good little rebate out of it.
So how did that feel for you guys? Because here you are getting into a new segment of construction. Not a lot of people are aware of it. And you guys are like, you got this grocery list and you're checking off. Okay, we've never done it before. Yep. Brand new market, and we don't have any customers yet. And you're like going, how do we build this thing now? Was that nerve-wracking?
Well, the initial point of it all was that I was looking into this and another person was looking into this. Well, we came together just by a serendipitous conversation with somebody else. We came together, had a conversation. Let's do this, because we both saw the massive potential with this new product. Now, this new product's new here, but it's been in the U.S. for about 8 years now, right? So it's been taking off like gangbusters. The big company down there, or the big dog, you want to call them, the Pepsi or Coke, is RoofMax. They have dealerships all over the United States. Plus, there's other smaller companies that are doing it as well, getting dealerships all across the U.S. But down there, it's been there for about 7 or 8 years, just taking off. So when I first saw it up here, it was an ad on Twitter. I wasn't even looking at roofing. For some reason, this ad came up on Twitter. I was like, oh my God, what is this? I got to look more into this. This is a no-brainer. And the reason why it's a no-brainer is because this second option for homeowners doesn't exist. Forever and a day.
They never thought about it.
Forever and a day, what does a homeowner do with their roof? What's your only option?
They only think about it if they see a puddle happening, you know, happening on the inside on the drywall or something like that, and they realize that there's a leak somewhere, right?
That or that's my roof. Time. My roof looks tired. Maybe it's time. Someone told me it's time. My neighbor did theirs.
I think that they'll look at it and they'll say, there's still a few more years in that thing.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to spend $15,000 exactly. on a new roof, right? Exactly, so that's right? kind of that investment nobody really wants to put their money in, especially in this economy, as I already mentioned, right?
Yeah.
But here's a product that can add years of life to your roof. We guarantee for 5, but it's up to 10 to 15 years, depending on weathering. Extension on your roof at 80% less than what a roof replacement cost is. So here you have less money or the less cost of it. You extend the life of your roof and we're in and out within 2 hours. So we're not ripping your house apart. We're not there for a day and a half or a day. Nails everywhere.
You're just hearing some giant squirrels on the roof. That's all you're hearing,
You hear one of our guys on the roof and spraying.
That's it.
It's a low pressure sprayer that we use to spray. What it is also an eco solution, which is a soybean oil.
Okay.
Which is an absolutely amazing thing.
So you can run off into the
east down the east troughs. Okay. It's people, planet, and pet friendly.
Okay.
So it's not harming anything. All right. So that's another bonus. So all these sort of, as you're saying, checklists on why we brought this to the market is that economically, it's amazing for homeowners. It's a fraction of the cost. We're extending the roof for 15 years at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
It's an environmentally friendly product, right? Where the actual solution itself is 96% soybean based. And people will say, and I've heard it from a lot of roofers or in the industry, that is this snake oil? Does this stuff really work? But the proof is in the pudding because...
Yeah, when you get it done.
Well, you do get it done, but it has been developed for many more years than what it's been in the roofing asphalt arena. This product's been being used in road asphalt for the past 20 years.
That's what I was going to ask you. Was it originally designed for roof or was it designed for something else?
For roads.
For roads first.
Yes.
So yep. Same material is being used on roads as it is for asphalt shingles, right?
Well, it's been reformulated. Because the stuff that goes on the roads is a little bit more crude soybean oil, which has a bit of a smell, a distinct kind of smell to it.
And they're using it on the roads to increase
soften the roads. Yeah, so to increase the asphalt. So it gets in the asphalt.
So the harder the asphalt, it cracks. And then it deteriorates at that point. Mm-hmm. But if it's softer, then it's going to last longer.
Yeah. So all this has been developed through the Ohio University State. They have a whole department on agriculture and developing new ways of using soybean oil. So soybean is being used everywhere.
Yeah, I know that.
Whether it's in your kitchen
or
in industrial uses, it's all over the place. And now there's a lot of focus on developing for industrial uses, such as road asphalt and then roofing. So the one that goes on roofs now is more of a higher soybean output. So it doesn't have that smell. Because you don't want to spray on someone's house and you got this wafting smell coming off your house. Yeah, so it's been reformulated for roof shingles. But the idea is those oils get into the cracks of the shingles, the micro cracks of the shingles, and then it starts to repair and heal the shingles as it's getting in there with that formula, so which is absolutely amazing.
Here's my question, Brad, is like, how new of a shingle should you apply?
Yep.
And how old of a shingle shouldn't you apply?
Right. So it's a good question because a lot of people are like, I was at a show recently, the building show, and they're like, oh, I just did my roof. Should I get this done?
Yeah.
Most people who are going to put $15,000 down on a new roof aren't going to turn around and put another $2,000-$3,000 down and spray it.
Yeah.
What's the point, right? Yeah, you got a new roof.
Yeah.
But the golden area is anywhere between 8 years and 20 years. We've sprayed up to 30 years. As long as the shingle is not torn apart, it's not excessive curling. If the granules are missing and all you're left is kind of the tar base or the petroleum base of the shingle, we can spray it, right? And so what we guarantee 5 years on is what we're doing is increasing the actual flexibility of the shingle, because as a shingle gets older and weathered, it gets dry, cracks, starts curling up, you get a heavy wind, they're all gone. They start blowing off. You're losing them.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is increasing that flexibility back into the actual shingle. They start flattening down. They stay down. They're more flexible, so they're not going to actually curl up anymore. The granulization, all those little granules that are on there, those are on there to take UV away from. They're little crystals almost, right? Yeah, so they shine the UV away. So you want to keep those on. We increase that by 56%. by keeping those granules on. So you see them. A lot of everybody sees them in their eaves troughs. That's just from weathering or squirrels running all over or people being on your roof installing solar panels and such.
Yeah.
Like you'll start seeing those granulations in your eaves troughs or at the end of your spout. You want to prevent that. So that's another thing that it does. That's another
benefit. Well, that's the annual inspection. The idea is that you actually want to go on your roof or get a service person to go on your roof. I would recommend a service person go on the roof and take a look at the gutters, look at the eaves troughs. And if there's a quite a bit of a collection of granules in there, then there's obviously some deterioration going on with your shingles, right? Mm-hmm. So just pay attention. So it might be an opportunity now to actually spray roof life on it so then you can extend that life of it, right?
Exactly.
And also, I love educating and I love getting that deer in the headlight look out of the clients where I start explaining to them that all sides of a roof don't age at the same speed.
It's true.
Right? Because you get more sun, and depending on the placement of your house, you'll get more deterioration going on at different sides of it. So you have to inspect all sides of your roof. Doesn't matter how many rips or valleys or all, ridges or all that, right? Yeah. You have to look at it and just see how it's reacting. And if you got one side that's really deteriorated, then you might consider re-roofing. But if it's not, then you might consider doing this because here's an opportunity to make it last a little bit longer, right?
Yep, and that's one of the kind of small hurdles that we realized as being a new company. We're going to have these little hiccups and little things that are going to come up and we have to deal with them. So we've been on site or people have asked us to come out. They want the rejuvenation done. We get there and my guys are calling me saying, the north side of the roof is really bad. Really bad. The other side, all three other sides, no problem.
To say it's really bad, are they talking curling, cracking?
Super curling, okay. Deteriorated. And it's like, no, we can't do that. So one of the things we learned is that we get our customers when they call in, if they're not too sure, if they see a little bit, we ask them to take pictures. Everyone's got a phone today. Take four pictures. Take one on each side. And send me a video.
FaceTime it, yeah.
One of the things that we just want our customers to do is just take shots of their photos of their roof and send it to us before we actually will come out, right? We don't want to waste our time. We don't want to waste your time.
Sense, yeah.
Every roof, like you said, does age differently. I see it all the time. But just backtracking to the age of roofs, they don't make shingles as good as they used to.
Nope.
They're starting to get thinner.
They've been thinner a long, long time.
Right.
Which is kind of weird. The thinner they've gotten, the warranty has increased.
Yeah, it's funny,
which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and roofing shingle warranty is really tough to claim.
It's very, because there's a lot of variables.
So many variables.
Weather, placement, geographic,
people on them.
I know.
Right? Solar panels, whatever. Somebody's up there, you know, stepping all over it with construction boots and ripping it apart. Who knows, right? We've done roofs. People mostly are calling us at that 7 or 8 year age. Mainly because they just want to freshen up the roof. It's something that we didn't really want to say as a benefit or sell. We're not looking to tell you, hey, your roof's going to look amazing, like brand new again, right? We're not giving you that, a fresh coat of paint kind of look.
Yeah, it's not cosmetic surgery.
It's not cosmetic. We're not selling cosmetic, but that's one of the things that most people notice.
Does it change the color of the asphalt shingle?
It actually brings it, think of it as a sealer. It's not a sealer, okay. But think of it as a sealer on a stone. Like a stone is dry. You put the sealer on so it protects it, and then it looks always kind of wet. It's going to
enhance it then.
Yeah, it enhances the color.
Okay.
So as like a 15-year-old shingle, 20-year-old shingle loses its color, and then we spray it, it just brings that like a brown back to a nice shiny brown, just a nice brand new look.
Are you ready to take your construction business to the next level? Consider joining the Construction Life's Tradespeople Alliance program, TAP. Where skilled professionals connect, collaborate, and grow together. Our network is built on mutual respect and the shared goal of always building better. As a member, you'll have access to a wealth of resources designed to streamline your operations and attract more clients. From a 30-minute assessment call with myself to expert consultations in business, finance, and health, we've got you covered. Your business information will be featured at www.theconstructionlife.com, complete with certifications, logos, and geo-targeting to help you reach the right audience. Promote your business with a 30-second advert across TCL social channels and our popular podcasts. Get exclusive access to TCL networking events and roundtable shows where you can connect with other tradespeople and general contractors, plus enjoy TCL merchandise, member-exclusive content, and a spot in the TAP directory online. We're going to promote you guys to homeowners across Facebook groups. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your business. Become a member of the Construction Life's Tradespeople Alliance program today and start reaping the benefits. Visit us at www.theconstructionlife.com for more details, or DM us through any of the social platforms, or text me directly at 416-433-5737 to learn more, and consider being a TAP member today.
So we can talk about, you know, I can talk about what roof rejuvenation is all I want until I'm blue in the face, but until you see an actual sample of what it is. So what I brought with me today is a shingle. This is a 15-year-old shingle. Obviously, it's pretty old on this side. And the green stripe is a bit of tape to show you where we've actually
sprayed. Just hold it up a little bit higher. Yeah.
Yep. So that's a little better.
That's a 15-year shingle.
This is anywhere between 13 and 15. You know how hard it is to find shingles that are aged? I had to go to some guy's barn to get this.
Because they're buried, right, or something?
Well, I'm not driving up to a contractor that's ripping a roof off.
No, exactly.
They're not gonna give me anything, right? So, and usually when guys are ripping off shingles, they're torn to bits. So to actually find actual whole pieces is pretty tough. But I have this one here. Yeah, it's about 13 to 15 years old. It's pretty weathered. The shingle, the granulation's down. But this is what it looks like after it's been sprayed.
It looks brand newish, man. Like, right. It totally looks brand newish.
Yep, exactly.
And just one application.
That's one application, right? So what I did when I was on the CP24 Live-Eye, I have a wire metal brush, and I had the host scrape this side onto white paper, and all these granulations came off. And then I had her do this side, and only like one, two popped off. So again, we keep that granulation on by spraying. So even on a 15-year-old shingle, I was able to keep, with the treatment of Roof Life, the granulation from falling off with a wire brush.
The solution actually helps
Bind it all together, yeah. So you don't lose that granulation.
That makes a lot of sense, man. Yeah. That totally makes a lot of sense.
So yeah, this is a really good example that we have of an old shingle that we basically, and you can tell the color. Like, again, like I said earlier, we don't sell the cosmetic part. It's just a bonus.
Yeah.
That makes this old weathered one look brand new again.
Here's a question for you. So let's say you've got a 25-year-old shingle. You do it at the 10-year mark, let's say. Spray it.
Perfect.
Does that become a 30-year shingle now?
Yes.
Or so you have that extra 5 years.
We give you 5 years.
Okay.
Right? Warranty that we cover that. And then depending, again, on weathering, 10 years, 15 years, it should last. Now, if you're a sharp consumer, you'd probably want to do it every 5 years, just so you have a fresh coat.
I was going to go with
it. You have a fresh coat of soy rejuvenation on it, right? So you will definitely have 15 extra years.
Because then if you do it at 10, you do it again at 15, you do it again at 20, technically you still would have another 10 to 15, possibly 20 more years on that same shingle.
100%.
For doing it those three times, right?
Yeah, because it's a maintenance product as well.
Yeah.
Right? So you're maintaining your roof. Most people don't think about maintaining their roof.
They get it done when they get it done, and they, they have to re-roof it when they re-roof it, right?
Yeah. And I think society's changing when living in a house now, right? So what the average that I looked up was 7 to 9 years that people stay in their house these days.
Yeah.
Some of us, I've been in my house for 21. It's all dependent, but on average, medium is 7 to 9 years.
Yeah.
So most people don't have that roof replacement experience. They move to another house, or they move to a newer house, or whatever. So I think it's a solution for people who don't want to spend that money on a brand new roof. Also, if they're someone who doesn't stay in a house very long as well.
You know, it's actually a really good solution if for contractors or homeowners that want to get into the flipping part.
There's that too.
Years ago, it was great. But the thing is, now you could, because obviously any new homeowner is going to get an inspection done, and you're going to get the inspector come by, whether they're going to get a ladder and get on the roof and inspect the roof. Mm-hmm. But if they're getting on the roof and you guys already treated the roof, that inspector should technically consider that roof in good standing order.
Yes.
So it's not going to look like, oh, you know, they're not going to turn around and make a note of, you need to replace these shingles in the next 5 years.
Right.
It's going to be probably like, it's going to be more like, you guys will probably have to replace them in 10, 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Which is beneficial to the homeowner, because then you go back to the medium where it's like, well, we're not going to be here anyway. We're going to sell this house within 5 to 7 years.
Right.
So that means we're good on the roof now on that side.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's
a good solution. I can totally see that happening. For sure you can.
Even speaking with realtors, I'm building up a realtor kind of network where I go and speak to brokerages to get real estate agents up on the latest technology.
Yeah,
it gives you that extra foot in the door with your customers, whether they're buying or selling.
Yeah,
a lot of them, from the ones I've spoken to, they say one of the biggest questions when driving up to a property from a client of theirs is the roof.
The condition of the roof.
Condition of the roof. Do I have to spend 15, 20 grand to fix this roof before I move in?
Yeah.
Right. So it's just a solution that they can give to their customers or their clients to say, well, I know this company that provides this service that you don't have to do that. You can elongate this roof. Yeah, it's a 15-year-old roof, but you can get another 15 years for a fraction of the cost.
So what is, like, I mean, I'm assuming that roofers are not big friends of you guys, or like,
so
is there a war going on? I don't know.
A little bit. I mean, just from some ads that we've put up on Facebook, we've gotten some, I don't know who comments on ads on Facebook. You must have a real anger issue.
Yeah, if you're I don't.
You know, so a little few back and forth, but in the beginning I was kind of trying to push the narrative that we are not snake oil and trying to convince these people that I don't know who they are and they're just spewing off on us. And I realized they can hate all they want.
Yep.
Right.
That's what social media is for.
Yeah.
It's designed for hate. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So, and then I just ignored. I'm going to focus on our product, our service, and our company, and provide the best that we can to everybody. So, I completely ignore that. But then I talked to some of the people we deal with down in the States. I'm like, so what was the issue with you and roofers back in the day?
Yeah.
And the guy was saying, you know, we'd go to a trade show, a roofing trade show in our very beginnings, and we'd almost get into fist fights over this sort of stuff with other roofers. Like, oh, you guys are stepping on our territory. You're taking away customers. And I get it. We are. We're elongating people's roofs. And they're not going to have to roof replace it.
Yeah, but what's the difference between that and restaining your deck and making your deck last longer?
Yeah.
You're taking work away from deck builders when you can just rejuvenate. So if you actually spent the time and effort to build a proper deck or build a proper home, here's my point. Here's Brett. This is how I'm looking at it. Roofers could hate on this all they want.
Yep.
But in their own home, if they're looking out their second floor window, looking onto the roof line of a garage or a lower base section, and they're seeing that the shingle's slightly getting old, it's getting up there in age, their first thought is not re-roofing because they know what the cost is. Their first thought is like, yeah, this idea about putting some more life on it, I'm going to give these guys a call. So even the roofers, I think, will do this in their own property.
Right.
So they shouldn't be hating on the fact that there's a product in the market that will help homeowners because it's going to help your own personal home too.
100%.
That's how I look at it.
And the way we also look at it is you should be thanking us. We're putting so much information out there right now, whether it's TV commercials, radio commercials, social media, flyers, mailers, whatever. We're doing a gamut of marketing and advertising.
Yeah.
We have to, because we need to get our name out there and the idea out there and get into the consumer's head.
Is it working?
Yes.
It's working.
I'll tell you what worked for us.
Yeah.
But roofers should be thanking us because we're getting people to think about the roofs again. Most people aren't thinking about their roofs. So we come across roofs that we can't do. We're not taking jobs away from you.
Yeah.
People still need to get their roofs redone. I've seen some pretty bad stuff. I've been on someone's house. They had 4 different colors of shingles on it. I'm like, what are you doing here?
And a tarp and strapping?
And a tarp. Yeah. I have a leak somewhere. Oh, you do? Oh, your flashing is ripped up. Maybe it's that. Yeah. Or maybe it's the raccoon where the living in.
Coming in.
Yeah.
I can't tell you where the water's going, but I can tell you where it's coming in.
Yeah. So it's quite funny. Some of the jobs that we've seen or what, you know, lengths people do to stretch that dollar, you know, so
it's the blue tarp. Once you see the guy going into a big box store, buying a blue tarp and buying strapping, you know exactly. He's a
roofing caulking.
He's a homemade roofer. That's what he is, which never lasts, man. You get one bad storm, it's
that thing's taken off.
It's done.
Your house might go off like Up, the movie, just taken off. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what like would happen. Like a tarp. So is it literally like, how long does it take? So an average roof, let's say a 2,500 square foot house. Yep. How long does that take to see? I guess it depends on how many.
Yeah, like, you know, the angles.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, tying down
on average
for safety. About 2 hours.
2 hours.
In and out in under 2 hours. And
you'll see it right away. You'll see the difference.
Yep. So when we do spray, it's a milky white substance. So that milky white goes on. It starts getting absorbed within 15 minutes or so, and it clears up. It's tacky for about 2 hours. It cures. I don't really like saying cure because it's not curing, but it gets absorbed and dries.
Okay.
Within under 24 hours. So it's walkable after 2 hours. But once, like, you really want it to cure or dry, about in a day. And then you're good to go.
Now, do you guys, I'm assuming that you guys will still walk on there, do a full inspection, see if you might need maybe a little bit of caulking here and there. Maybe there's a dab, there's an exposed nail or something like that. You guys will, that's part of your service as well.
Yeah, one of my issues is with hiring people is for my guys, I wanted someone who's comfortable on a roof.
First of all,
who's that going to be?
Yeah.
Roofers. Yeah. So I wanted to find experienced roofers who knew how to do residential and commercial. So when they go up there, they already know what they're doing. I don't need to train somebody to do their working at heights and all that sort of stuff. They come with all that stuff.
They're aware of that.
And they come with their 10 years of service in 10 years plus in the roofing industry. So they're up there. They climb that thing like it's, you know, like a monkey bar, right? Like just right up there doing their thing. So they are, they're going up there. They do an initial inspection. Nail pops, most leaks, as you know, come from venting or chimneys or flashing.
Yep.
It's not coming through the shingles unless you're missing shingles, right? That's the last place, actually. So we go up there and we do an inspection. We do a roof tune-up, which is replace. If there's a few shingles missing, we'll replace them. We have all the shingle colors on our truck. We'll do that, usually free of charge, unless it's like a huge area and we got to charge for labor. But if it's like one sheet.
You guys are not re-roofing.
We're not re-roofing. It's one or two sheets. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. It's five nails and it's on us. Done. We want to make the customer
happy. And then all the vent stacks, because you're right. All the caulking around the vent stacks generally over time cracks.
Yeah, they dry up from the sun, and then they peel away. Maybe a squirrel or raccoon's picking at them because they do that. They like destroying those sort of things for their nests.
That's their full-time job.
Right. They cause havoc on your roof.
That's their job.
But we go up there and we do all that caulking. We do a roof tune-up.
Okay.
And just a quick plug, we're doing a roof tune-up free of a value of $499. So I say $500. Okay. It's usually $500 to do a roof tune-up where we do all that so that you have peace of mind.
Yeah.
Right? If you book for spring right now until February 28th, we're definitely going to give that for free for anyone that books now.
Okay.
We already are 200 bookings in. When spring comes.
Because there's a time limit. I know that you mentioned off mic that you can't apply this at a certain temperature.
Yeah, 0 degrees. Because there's some water in our mixture as well. Yes. So also the shingles at 0 degrees just don't absorb.
Got it.
Right, so we can spray up to 0 degrees. So we sprayed until the last day of November. We got lucky.
And then it was pretty mild fall. Yeah,
it was a mild fall until then.
Well, I'd say mild winter. We were at the start of a winter. Yeah,
yeah,
we were lucky.
Yeah, so we've been booking. People we couldn't fit in last year, at the end of last year, we've moved them and we've also been booking. So we're about 200 deep already, which is exciting for us.
So then, okay, so how often, okay, so 2 hours you were saying, and what's the average, I don't even know, I can't tell you the last time I got a quote for roofing. I'm assuming to re-roof a 2,500 square foot house, typical average amount of, you know, angles or whatever, I'm going to assume 10 grand.
Maybe for roof rejuvenation?
No. For the actual reshingling the whole roof.
Oh yeah.
I'm assuming 10 plus grand.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
For brand new shingles, plus, right?
Brand new shingles.
But for you guys, what are we looking at here?
80% of that.
80%
less of that.
Less of that. Yep. So you're taking 20%. So $2,000.
We charge about $1.10 per square foot. So if you're around a 2,000 square foot home, that's easy math. You're looking about $2,200.
Wow. And do it every 5 years.
Right. And what homeowner doesn't really have $2,000 to spend on a maintenance product? Like we do that. I spend that much money on soil on my garden sometimes. Grass seed, soil, all that kind of stuff. Next thing you know, you're out $2,000 because you put all the plants in and trees and it's not that much.
You don't have to mask off anything? Like you don't have to overspray? You don't have to? No?
Well, we do have. Sometimes there's overspray just because of water. Sometimes areas on certain houses just don't have an eaves trough, right?
Whose homes don't have
eaves troughs? You'd be surprised that some pitches above fronts of doors don't have eaves troughs on them. They just stop and the water just runs off.
Okay.
So we have to be careful with that. But we have two guys on our crew always, sometimes three depending on the size of the house. But one guy's always on the roof. The guy on the bottom is rope managing and also hose managing. So what we say is the solution to pollution is dilution. So we like diluting the house. We watered the windows down because with the overspray.
Oh, you're saturating it all.
We saturate everything. We water everything. We just hose everything down. The ground, the plantation, the windows.
So in the event that you do get some of the solution on it, it's already being diluted.
Right. Because the solution still, if it dries on your window a little bit, it's going to be a little bit sticky and you don't want that. We don't want to have to come back and wash your windows. So we just hose everything down. So the guy who's on the ground, his main job is to keep spraying.
Your construction business simplified. What's the hardest part of running your construction business? Keeping everything organized, right? Meet Jobtable. The simplest way to manage your employees, job quotes, and invoices all in one place. Forget the guesswork. JobTable keeps your schedule crystal clear. Send professional quotes and get approvals faster. Automatically track payments so you never chase money again. Stop juggling 10 different tools and start using the one that works. Try JobTable free at JobTable.com, the easiest tool for contractors who are ready to grow.
With the homeowners.
What if you got skylights and things like that? You're masking those or covering them up, or you just... You're just being cautious of where you're spraying.
Super cautious with spraying. Okay. Yeah. They're pretty easy to avoid. Yeah. Things like solar panels, right? We don't want to get the spray on the solar panels. So.
Oh, you guys have done homes with solar panels?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work? Oh, I guess you guys are spraying just on the top.
We let gravity take over, right? Okay. So we spray heavy on just above.
And then it roll.
And then it'll just start going underneath. Yeah. Because most people have got raccoon guards all around their solar. They have all little cages around. So we can't get our wand underneath there, but we can at least spray heavy and then just let gravity flow down.
Why, the raccoons just like go underneath the panel? There's enough room for a raccoon to go.
Well, usually there's a racking, so it's a bit of a racking system. So the squirrels.
That's thin though. Like, I mean,
raccoons. That's thin, but then they're racking, and then there's a bit of space there.
I've seen some January hefty raccoons around the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are they fitting?
Squirrels.
Squirrels, yeah. They could probably nest in there.
It's shelter too, right? Yeah. Maybe the wiring. They like chewing on wires. And so, red squirrels are especially bad, right? They like chewing through everything.
Yeah, because they're the carpenters of squirrels. I mean, they know exactly what to do to get into anywhere, man.
100%.
They're smart as hell, man.
Anyone who has a cottage knows that a red squirrel.
Yeah.
Not a red raccoon. Red squirrel. Yeah, you're about to say red raccoon. Red squirrels are, they're hectic. Yeah, they damage a lot.
That's their job, I'm telling you, man. Mother Nature and all these critters, that's their full-time job. They don't
like us.
We're
in their... territory, yeah. Right?
So then you built something for them. And they're like, hey, how do I get into this thing now?
Yeah.
And they'll spend day and night doing it.
Don't leave any of your cushions out on your outdoor patio furniture. Because
they'll use it for nesting. Yep. I know. They'll take all the fluff. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
the mice will too.
Look at this. This is Egyptian. It's like, they love it. They're taking it, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes a lot of sense. At that point, it's 20%. And I'm not dismissing the reroute. At some point, you are going to have to reroute.
100%.
But you might as well do it when you've taking the full life of that shingle to begin with, right?
Yeah.
So how are the manufacturers? They're totally supportive of this, or they're understanding?
I haven't heard any word from them at all, actually.
Okay. I was just curious.
There's nothing in the news. I search news articles all the time just to see what's the latest in this industry. And just nothing from them.
Because like I said, they've gotten thinner and the warranty's gotten higher. And right. I don't get how those two work.
Yeah. I just came across an article out of Florida, actually. The energy commissioner down there said... He wants to propose that 30-year-old shingles are going to be banned down in Florida. This is going to take forever to ever happen, by the way. Like, it's just someone talking off the top.
Banned for what purpose? They don't last.
They don't last. So for insurance companies or replacements, and because Florida now is just getting hit with hurricane after hurricane, the weather's changing now, it's getting hotter.
30 or 40-year shingles.
No, the hurricane's ripping it right off. But he's saying that they're not lasting anymore, and he wants to see the industry just go to either clay or metal roofing.
It's Florida. I would go clay.
Yeah.
Metal roofing, I'm on the... Metal roof looks fine.
Yeah.
It's super expensive.
Yep.
And also, there's a bunch of other stuff that you have to consider regarding the amount of heat it generates. It generates a lot more heat than an asphalt shingle. Definitely a lot more heat than a clay shingle.
Oh, for sure.
Or a clay tile, right? Yeah,
the clay tile is awesome because it is a...
They've been using clay tile for how long?
Oh.
Like, long...
Civilizations.
Long. Yeah.
Have been using
it. And it works, right?
Yep. It's still around.
And they were using it for piping. They were using it for baking.
Yep.
They were using it for all kinds of stuff. Clay just works, right?
Yeah.
But that makes sense. But here's a question for you. Flat roofs.
Yeah.
You can apply this too?
If it is a rolled asphalt.
Rolled asphalt, yeah. Bitumen product, right?
Yep.
You can use it on that.
Yep.
So if you're a commercial property.
And we have.
That's what I mean. It would last a lot longer.
Yeah.
You just get on the flat roof and you just apply it then at that point.
Very true, yeah. We haven't done any commercial projects yet. We're still new. We were just going after residential.
Yeah, but it makes sense, the commercial side.
We've had some homeowners with flat roofs. They've had shingled roofs, and then they have kind of their back extension is just flat.
Yeah.
Right? So they drain properly, obviously.
I built enough decks on the second or third story, and it's a flat roof application. Right. And then you're using...
Rolled asphalt.
Yeah, heat rolled down asphalt, right?
Yeah. And then we can spray it to protect it even longer.
You can do the same thing.
100%.
Would it be challenged? I guess if you could get the nozzle in there... Without moving the deck, you could still saturate that flat roof if you somehow got behind the decking, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it still has a roll-off, right? Because it has to have a slope, but it's not going to have the dramatic slope that a regular pitch roof has.
Right.
So I guess technically, if you can get the nozzle, I'm assuming this is a standard spray gun, like a Greco kind of spray gun.
Yeah, it's just a regular sprayer. Okay. The pressure, though, is very low because you can't use a high pressure.
No, you'll start ripping around.
Yeah, you start ripping everything around.
And now you're doing designs. It's graffiti at that point.
You're drawing roof life on top of the roof. Roof life all over advertising on everybody's roof.
It looks great, but what's with the sign that's still up there? I go, that's not the sign.
It's a new lawn sign. It's on your roof, though.
So I guess it makes sense there. So you guys could definitely do that. But you have done that, the flat roof application.
We've done the flat roof already. We've done a couple, actually.
Same product. It's manufactured the same way as regular three tab.
You're just rolling it on instead of actually nailing it down and have it tabbed.
Can you do it? I'm sure you've seen the metal granulated shingles. Have you seen those ones?
No, metal granulated
shingles. There's a company. Mm. Yeah, so it's metal shingles, metal roofing. It's like in the same shape as a three tab, but they've got granules on the top.
Okay.
So would it make sense that you could apply roof life to it? It's granule.
The granules, but is it bitumen on those, or is it just on there to keep the reflecting of the UV off?
It's on there for people who don't like necessarily the flat look roof, of a
metal roof.
They like the look of an asphalt roof, right? Without so the idea is that it lasts longer. Right. But I was told those ones are supposed to be lifetime anything, and I'm like, are they really lifetime?
Right.
I mean, over time, those little pieces are going to come off, right?
It's the first I've heard of this product, so I don't know
who the manufacturer. I've seen it. Trust me, I've seen it, and it looks like asphalt,
right?
But it's actually installed as like metal. It's all clips and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, the purpose of our product is to get into the asphalt cracks of a shingle itself.
So you got to get to the base.
We get right down to the
asphalt base. And you're also getting through the face granules, but you're getting into the asphalt base.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going beyond the granules. The granules are just the surface, and it's getting into all the little, you don't see the cracks because they're micro cracks in your actual shingle. So it's getting in there and binding them all back together.
Now, what if you get a roof that looks like it's a series of cannolis or something like that? It's just rolled up everywhere.
It needs to be replaced.
That needs to be replaced. Yeah, you cannot make it. You can't. It's on lifeline. It's dead, right?
It's dead. It's already dead.
Okay, I got it.
But you know what the thing is? You still won't get a leak. You still won't get a leak with that kind of roof.
Well, because you have the second layer of protection. Well, the only way you get a leak is if you get a rainstorm that goes
underneath.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you get a wind with rainstorm. And then
it starts
pushing
lifting
it.
And the rain comes
up. That's the only way you're going to get a leak. But
and that's kind of like your perfect storm condition, right?
Yeah.
When you're going to get a leak.
But at that point, if you've got a whole side of your house and it's all curled, it's done. You need to replace, right?
Yeah, our solution's not going to help you with that. It's not going to, if it's extensive curling, it's not going to bring it back and bring it to, we're not miracle workers, our product, right?
No.
Our product is, again, a maintenance product as well,
and you're being
right?
honest with them, too. You're letting them, trust me, I would love 100%. To protect your product, but the thing is, this product's already failed. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We definitely, we're always upfront with our customers. That's why we want you to send pictures in. We want to be able to say, we hate to say no, but we're going to say no. Just because we're not going to put our product on and then have you write us a Google review saying this was complete garbage.
It's the same guy who did the ad comments, eh?
Yeah.
On the Google review, on the Google bad ones, right? I don't know. I don't know any of these people. I don't know anybody who does this stuff, right?
Yeah.
They have too much time on their hands to go on social media to leave a comment.
On an ad.
It's like an ad. Just scroll. If you're interested,
if you don't like it,
hit it.
Just move away. Just keep going. You don't like what's on TV? Turn the channel.
So you started late last year, brand new to the market, just getting your feet wet. And now what's 2025 looking like? It's looking pretty promising with the spring coming up.
I hope so.
It's going to be a busy spring, summer, fall.
We fingers crossed. We believe so. That's the goal. And some of the things that we're doing to start pushing that is we're in all the home shows. So
just do the recent one?
The building show?
Yeah.
The building show we did. That was more if we wanted to get in touch with property managers.
Okay.
Because that's kind of another division we want to work on is our commercial side. You got a lot of condominiums out there that have a row of townhouses. There are 100 townhouses, right? It costs, a condo board, $1.5 million to replace all that. And then who's that? Who's got to pay for that? The residents.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want to do that. Where we can come in at 80%, right? It's a win-win for everybody. And that's where we're excited to get those sort of contracts coming in.
Yep.
And that's what we're taking the winter as we're kind of slower now. Obviously, we're not spraying, but we're focusing on going for those
sort
of contracts.
You're prepping the year.
Well, we're prepping for residential, which, because residential is easy. We're in and out. We do 4 or 5 homes a day. 2 hours. We're in and out. 5, 6 days a week. But right now, I'm really looking at getting project managers involved as well. Property managers who own, people who own houses as an investment. That's the last thing you want to do is spend money on your investment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here's a, spend a little money on this maintenance product that'll last you forever. You'll never have to replace your roof. So those are the, that's the commercial side we want to go after. We're saving people money.
It makes sense to me, man. Seriously, yeah. It does. Especially if you've got a roof that's, I'd even say 15 years old. If you've got a roof that was properly installed,
mm-hmm.
and you've kind of maintained it, gone up there maybe every other year or so just to look at it. And if there was a crack, shingle or something happened over time, and you replaced it already.
Yep.
It's prime. It's ready for it.
Yeah.
And spray it. And all of a sudden now you know that you can add another 5 years to that remaining life of that shingle, right?
Or more.
Probably more.
Like we can do the spray up to 3 times. So that's guaranteed 15 years if you did it every 5 years.
What happens after 3 times? Like it doesn't saturate anymore?
Well, your roof shingle is going to be already. So you come to me with a 15-year-old shingle
and
I spray another 15 years. Yeah, after 30 years,
you're maxing out.
You've maxed out the shingle itself, exactly, right? Yeah. So that's where that kind of the end of the line is for shingles. But yeah, you could save yourself so much more money just by putting on roof life, putting on the soybean application.
Are you guys offering other, I know that you talked a little bit about doing some patchwork and stuff like that, but are you getting clients going, since you're up there, can you put on, I don't know, a chimney guard? Can you put on rain screen? Can you put on, like, are you guys offering those little services as well?
We haven't had any requests for those.
Okay, I'm just assuming because homeowners love doing that, eh? Since you're already up there.
Since you're already up there, can you do this?
Yeah.
Well, we do get that. Since you're already up there, can you look at this? Can you look at that? Can you do that? I noticed this. I noticed that. But again, that comes with our pre-inspection. We do a pre-inspection checklist for our guys, right? They come down off the roof and I have my customers sign off on it. Because sometimes there is some stuff, sometimes there isn't. So they just sign off on it. If it's a couple nail pops, we do it, no problem. We fix it. We do a little caulking on top. We do that for free. We do that pro bono for you guys.
Yeah.
We want to make our customers happy, right? We're not going to charge you. We're not going to gouge you for another $200 because we had to nail down a couple nails. No, we're all about service. So our customers are really happy at the end of the day. But to your question about rain guards and fencing around chimneys or anything.
That's all roof accessories. That's a different animal, right?
That's something we probably have to just talk to the customer about. Like, we're not roof. At the end of the day, we're not roofers.
Yes.
If you want something done, you probably should call it.
Roofing maintenance. That's what you are.
Roofing maintenance. Yeah. Right? So we're protecting your shingles. And we'll do a little bit of roof tune-up if needed. Because my guys are roofers and they're experienced in that. But beyond that, that's not our core services. So probably, I mean, if someone came to us with the product and said, hey, you can you throw this on? Sure, it'll be an extra $100, whatever it may be, right? So at the end of the day, it's up to my crew guys. I trust them to make that right decision, whether they feel comfortable putting it on for the customer. If they don't, then they call me and then we figure something out.
Yeah. Right? I was going to ask you, what's the service area that you're handling?
So mainly GTA and surrounding areas right now.
Okay.
You know, because we're new.
GTA's 17 cities, right?
Yeah. We're going in the beginning. We were driving 2 hours north. Then the next appointment, because we're only getting appointments here, there, and wherever. So we were just taking wherever we can. And the idea is, though, even if we have one property out in past Barrie or something, at least we're putting our Flagstaff there.
Yep.
And so now we're here.
They see the van. They see the sign. They see the workers. They're like, what's this all about?
To me, running part of this company is getting as many eyeballs on us as possible. Whether it's social media, driving, our van is huge. It's a moving, traveling billboard.
Yeah, that's it's what got it should be.
Roof life all over it. It's got our one of our guys spraying when we did all like the commercial and advertising stuff. So people know what we're doing. We're spraying on the roof. So it's just a traveling billboard. So
I'm assuming the neighbors probably come by and just, what's going on here? What's going on here?
Right? Yeah, we fire up the pump. So it's got a bit of a lawnmower noise to it. So it draws attention. Oh, there's a guy on a roof spraying. What is that? Then the neighbor comes out. And then before we even spray, if we have time, our guy will go door knocking, 5 down this way, 5 across the house. If they're home, hey, you're doing a demo.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go knock on some doors and have the neighbors come out?
It makes sense to do
that. While we're here, we can do yours 10% off or something like that, right? It's all about marketing and sales at the end of the day, right? And so how do you get as many eyeballs? It's just, you got to knock those doors like old school.
Three-way the world. These little puppies. I'm speaking from experience. I've actually installed these and I love these. three-way prefabricated inside drywall corner, the first one-piece solution for perfect, crisp corners every time. With three-way, you'll improve your quality, save on labor, and cut down on time. Traditional methods require three tapes, lots of sanding, and high skill. But with three-way corners, they install in just a fraction of the time with fewer steps. It is adjustable for any angle, reinforced to cover gaps, and designed to blend seamlessly into the corner. Say goodbye to pesky touch-ups and hello to flawless finishes. Try three-way today and revolutionize your drywall game. Perfect corners every time. To purchase or check out some how-to videos to see the installs in action, visit threeway.ca or connect with them at 306-514-3768 or drop them an email at threewaytheworld@gmail.com. Connect with me, TCL, and stop by the studio and get a free pack on us for anyone to try. And trust me, I'm telling you, you'll love it. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. So, I mean, let's talk about the one time that I actually start making sense to me about recycling and climate. You extend the longevity of asphalt shingles. Mm-hmm. You can't recycle shingles. We know that they're all landfill buried in.
1.25 million tons go into Canadian landfills every
year. That's just Canada of a 40 million. So just multiply by 10 for the U.S. Mm-hmm. and other countries that are larger than us.
Yep.
That's a lot that could be prolonged before it enters that
100%
landfill, right?
That's, yeah. So not only
that, I agree with, right? That makes sense to me. And also I've got the rubber tire argument as well too. We should be chopping that up. And I know plenty of companies that do that and they use it in their products.
Shoes and things like that.
Yeah. Like a lot of the exercise mats and all this other stuff. And I'm like, when I spoke to them and they were on the show, they were like, we're only hitting less than 10% of what's being actually thrown into the landfill.
Oh yeah. It's an uphill
There's
battle.
So much more that's being, and I'm like, so why are we, and this is construction in general, there's a lot of waste going on. Mm-hmm. And right now the government's all about cardboard and separating certain materials. And I'm like, yeah, that's not the real problem here. Okay. No. The real problem are these harsher materials like asphalt, like rubber, like those. We should be repurposing, you know, like we do actually in concrete. We do get a lot of the old concrete and grind it up and then get recycled gravel out of it, three quarter. But yeah, so that's where it is, where you're not ripping that roof off and you're not putting those asphalt shingles into that one. We've all seen the trailers from the roofers. They're all stacked. And then you, once they leave your neighborhood, they leave your mind.
Right.
Nothing you to think about. About it. You have no idea where they went, but they're being buried somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. So now with you guys, it extends it. Which is great. Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, we're probably a very small percentage making a dent. As we're a new company in Canada doing it, we're a very small dent, but at least we're making a dent.
Yeah.
Right? We're solving a problem rather than adding to the problem. So we're proud of that as well. So we have an eco product that doesn't poison anybody.
Yeah.
The planet itself, like the grass or the plants. And then we're preventing these products going into the landfill that take over 400 years to disintegrate. We're not going to be around for 400 years, but future generations.
How did they come up with that number?
I have no idea. Well, they must have an idea where they break, how long it takes petroleum
product to break down. I've never met a 400-year-old person, right?
Yeah, so it's
just
true.
I guess, yeah, they just do the math.
They do the math or testing and see how, like, quick testing, I guess. You put it in some sort of chamber and it dissolves
like
faster.
Like an IKEA, the glass box with the chair thing, and it's always sitting down and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Who knows?
But we don't know. It could be 400, it could be 500 years. The point is that we have to find better ways to get rid of this product, right?
It's true.
And then this is what this is doing. We need to get better ways on how to make the product last longer.
Yep.
The whole appliance argument. Mm. The appliances from the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they never died.
They last forever.
They changed because of style and design trends, right? Mm-hmm. And now all the new appliances today, they die within, 10 years?
Yep.
And then you got to get a new one. And that's all done by design, right?
Yeah, it's built in.
But it's a waste, right? Like I'd rather have something that lasts a long, long time and keep on maintaining it, take care of it, make it last a long, long time.
Yeah, we're a wasteful society. It's sad to see.
No, it's true.
But it's almost just becomes part of our society. Oh, I don't want this anymore. Let me go get the latest electronics. You know, you have your phones that should last you 3, 4, 5, 6 years, but they're calling you after 2 years and you got to get the latest update.
Yeah, because they've eavesdropped on all the conversations and the storage is all filled, right? So it's got all the data from you. That's why. And they want a new one now.
Yeah.
No, and I agree with you. And that's why I like the RoofLite product, because it extends everything. Mm-hmm. It prevents more waste going on to the landfills, right?
Yep.
That's what makes a lot of sense.
And we further environmental impact because we partnered with onetreeplanted.org.
Yeah, I know.
So... you can specify where you want things planted. So you can break it down to North America, then you can break it down into Ontario. So every time someone buys, a customer buys from us, a tree is planted.
You guys are planting a tree on behalf of that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, anywhere in Canada?
No, it's an, we made it for, it's in Ontario. Ontario. In our own backyard. Yeah, which is pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah, so giving back. Well, actually, the customer gives back because it's built in within our pricing, right? So
that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool, actually.
So we're environmental all around. Products, planting trees, and stopping stuff going into the to the dumps.
So has it been easier for you to get a workforce, or has it been still challenging? I mean, during these times, right?
To actually hire decent people.
Yeah.
I went through a few interviews where I was just like, I can't believe you. Do you know you're in an interview?
Like, I can had, you share what they said? Don't say their names or
no,
whatever.
No, 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 of course. No. One time I...
I find these entertaining sometimes.
Before having them come into the office where we can do a one-on-one, that's where you really get somebody. I want to do... You go on Indeed, you put up an ad, and you get all these like, you know, resumes in. So then you start contacting these people, and you set up a half-hour sort of video interview. And one guy came on. He just finished blowing out a huge steam of vape. And I could see him sitting in his van... And we're talking, he's telling me, "Bah, okay." I'm like, okay, this guy's a little rough, whatever. I give the benefit of the doubt for everybody. We're talking back and forth. Yeah, I'm looking for work. Okay, blah, blah. And then he just picks up this King Can Carlsberg.
No.
And just starts crushing this. No, I
was going to say, at least he's not drinking.
In his van, vaping and crushing King Can.
The van wasn't moving. It wasn't operating.
No, he was in his driveway. But you do know you're in an interview, right?
You're a roofer.
I don't think I can hire you. So you're too casual in this.
Did he realize that he was doing all this and these were all flags that should not be presented in an interview?
I have no idea. But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's pretty funny, actually.
There's a few out there I was just shaking my head at. You know, one guy sent, he was a young guy, thought he was a model. I don't know.
What do you mean? He was always looking at the camera at a certain angle or
no,
something?
No, he's just like, yeah, I want to be on the, I can do the roofing spraying thing, but you know, if you got a marketing department, I could run that too. And I do marketing stuff on the side and I'll show you samples.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Okay.
And then he's like, I've done modeling too. So if you need me in commercials and stuff, I'm like, you're here for like roofing. This is what the job, I'm not asking for your marketing. I don't ask you for a model. He's like, I'll send you all my stuff afterwards. I'm like, okay, this one's not going to go anywhere. I get an email within like 10 minutes.
No, don't tell me he sent pics.
Yeah.
He sent pics.
Sent pictures of himself, half naked.
No.
On the couch. But they're not professional. It's just like he set up his phone and set a timer and just took a picture of himself. What? I'm like, who sends pictures of themselves for a job?
Young kid?
This is not a modeling job. Why are you sending me modeling pictures?
In his 20s?
Yeah, something around there, yeah. And he wasn't a model. I'm not saying like... It was no Brad Pitt, that's for sure. But this is the kind of stuff that you're saying. Is it hard to find people?
Some creative bones, like points there, right? Like,
and then he sent me his marketing stuff that he did some business cards. A 5-year-old could have done a better job. Like it was just like...
He was just trying, huh?
Just no self-awareness.
Did he send you anything that had to do with the roofing part of the job?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Like he should have sent you a picture of his harness. He should have sent you a picture of his hard hat.
Yeah.
Should have sent you a picture of his ladder.
Yeah.
Him standing beside the ladder, him putting the harness on in a video, knowing how to put a harness on. That kind of stuff.
That may have
then
a little
I
bit
may
better.
Have kind of jotted down a second interview. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Around the office, I was going to actually take his picture and put it on a Christmas card and distribute them, but I didn't want to be too cruel. So
maybe copyright infringement at that maybe. Point, right? He'd be getting upset at you. I can't. So that's what's out there right now, huh?
That's the tip of the iceberg, some of the people I've interviewed.
Because roofing, I say the top and the bottom, they're always the hardest to hire.
Yep.
Nobody wants to get into the pit and do the hard concrete work, and nobody wants to get on the roof and do the hard roofing projects, right?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be a sandwich in the middle, right?
Yep. And I think I have a unique situation here where my guys are very customer-focused facing as well. They come up, they park truck, they unload, they greet the customer, always comes out. So I need a guy who presents himself well, can speak well, give ultimate answer questions. A lot of roofers are journeymen. They've been on the roof, right? They don't have a lot of customer interaction.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't drive. they're part of crews, right? They don't have licenses.
They carpool.
So I need a guy who can drive, has a clean driving record, doesn't have a criminal record, doesn't, you know, who can speak to customers.
Drinking vape on interviews, like stuff like that.
Lives a clean lifestyle kind
and
of
And is
thing.
Actually happy and pleasant to be there to do the job that's about to unfold.
Right. So what I call them are unicorns. So my job is to find those unicorns. Luckily, I have two amazing unicorns. They're my two crew lead guys right now. And when spring comes, we know we're growing. We already have a second van coming. They're going to split off. I'm going to hire junior guys so that they can train them.
Yeah.
And then we grow from them and they become crew leaders. So we have something in place so that we grow.
I can see that.
Internally, right? Where guys just get trained as they go and then they can become better. I don't want people coming into the company with bad habits. Right. So,
and they still have to be respectful of what you're trying to build too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just like, I never liked anybody that was on a temporary mindset where they came in and goes, yeah, I might do this for another 6 months or something.
Right.
No, if you want to be here, you never know who you might meet or where this might take you.
Right.
So you might as well, if there's a good fit here, makes sense. Give it a try and then go from there. Right. And never know. It might go 2-3 years or whatever. You might become a leader, start training, have your own van, grow from there. And then take care of your own area of the city.
Yeah.
And that's yours now, right? Which benefits you is at that point.
Yeah, definitely.
But the interviewees don't look at it that way, huh?
No, and I think also my initial problem, because we're such a brand new company, I was trying to sell it to these guys. I'm like, hey, we got this new company. We have a new product. You should come over. You need to work here. You don't have to do
it. The eyes didn't light up?
Well, no, actually, the one guy that I did hire, he was like, I didn't believe you.
He thought it was snake oil again.
Or not the product itself, a company. Because a lot of these guys, they get screwed over by so many contractors, right? So they don't get paid. They wait a month to get paid. They're chasing their bosses for money or their bosses treat them like crap. But we operate completely different. Or just, but some of these guys are just looking for piecework too. They work a month here, they work a month over here, and they're always chasing. I wanted to communicate to these guys that when you come on board with us, we got you. You're not chasing after your check. You know, we got full payroll. We have other companies as well that we're under another umbrella. So we're not going anywhere, but we're a new company. So I need to sell it to you that you should come aboard. Leave your old job to this brand new company that's starting from scratch.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a tough sell for some of these guys. So
yeah, but if you, like when we first talked, the math added up to me, man. It just made sense to me, right? Yep. I didn't think it was I didn't think there was anything negative about it. And I definitely didn't think that it was like, you're playing a trick here.
No.
Because I've seen and I've heard of some other products that are similar to this.
Yep.
And I'm like, this makes sense to me. That's why I was like, where's the potential? People should be listening and going, there's potential here to grow with this guy, right?
And ideally, I think that's what they ultimately decided on is like, here's this up and coming company that I believe is going to lead my life into a better direction.
And now the two guys that you did bring on, they see it every time.
Right? For sure. Well, they see how busy we got.
Yeah.
So going back to like even way back where you asked what we did marketing wise, advertising wise to get us from, you know, one or two a day to 4 or 5 a day and packed for the following months that we started is that we actually invested in going on CP24. We did a live eye, which was absolutely
amazing.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. So it checked off all those boxes where we're doing this live eye, and what people see on TV gives you legitimacy. Whether it's right or wrong, people see something on TV, they believe it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But it gave us that opportunity. We did a live eye on a house. We had a host come out, and we did 4 segments that were 4 minutes each, so we got thousands of eyeballs on us in the morning. Not only just the traffic around the area, because it was a corner lot, so people taking their kids to school. We have this big CP24 truck that's got the tower up. And then we have our truck and all this media frenzy. Almost like people thought there was probably a murder in this house. Why is there all this media here, right?
No, the SWAT cars weren't there, were they?
The SWAT cars weren't there.
That's why.
If the police are there, then that's a problem,
nobody's
right?
Nobody's there. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they're selling. You know, we got guys on the roof. They had drones. So we're doing live eyes. Showing the product, talking about the product. We got the guys on the roof showing it, how it's being applied. So we checked all those boxes for a homeowner, a consumer at home watching this, is seeing what we do. Announcing Roof Life, and here's a new product and service to save you thousands of dollars and elongate your roof where you don't have to do a roof replacement.
So you did 4 of those segments?
Yeah, so it was a 4 4-minute segment. So over an hour.
16 minutes over an hour.
Well, I don't know about you, but CP24... is generally on most people's TVs. Yeah. In the morning, you're on it for a couple minutes, turn it off, and you go to work. Or it's in the dentist office. It's wherever, like at restaurants.
It's at this jerk chicken place that I go to all the time, right?
It's always on, right? So it really caught a lot of eyeballs. We couldn't stop. The phones didn't stop ringing.
They just kept on calling.
Kept calling. And then, so.
Inquiring and then asking all the questions.
Yeah, and schedule. Most people wanted it. Most people wanted it. And in the early days, I would go out with my crew because I wanted to learn everything. I wanted to make sure my guys are doing things right. I'm learning. They're learning. And so my one question to a customer would be like, why did you go with us? What made you believe in this?
Good question, yeah.
And all their answers were, I watched Fox News or I watched CNN. And RoofMax, like I said earlier, is the big dog. They put advertisement out on those two channels.
Okay.
And people were like, I was waiting for a Canadian company to do this. I wanted to do this. So they were already bought in. And I call them the early adapters. You always have them, right? Yeah. I want to do it. I want to try it. I've had engineers. I've had a PhD engineer guy call me up. He owns four buildings along High Park area on Bloor.
Okay.
Those things are like, he actually had all the solar panels
cheap.
On
it. Yeah.
Not cheap. And he believed in it. He's like, I want to try one. I want to see what it is. But I believe in it. He pulled me aside. He's like, I'm a PhD in engineering, PhD in chemistry. I believe what you're doing. I'm like, awesome. I need you as a referral. Like, can you do a commercial with me? But no, like when you hear your customers who actually have some real solid knowledge, another guy that we had, he wanted his dad's house done. He was a building engineering professional, like architect sort of thing.
Okay.
He's like, I totally believe in this product. So when you have professionals kind of backing up what you already believe in, it just works even more.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And now the word gets out there, right?
Yep.
Attention aspiring tradespeople and entrepreneurs. Looking to break into the skilled trades or start your own home service business? Meet TradeLinks Consulting, your go-to partner for success. At TradeLinks Consulting, they're passionate about helping you find the right trade, build your business, and mentor the next generation. Whether you're exploring your options or ready to take the plunge, they offer tailored career consulting and startup guidance to get you on the right track. Visit them at www.tradelinkconsulting.ca today and book your personalized strategy session. Your future in the skilled trade starts here. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. But like you said, so I guess the second runner-up, the CP24 worked really well.
Yep.
The second runner-up would be actually being in the neighborhood and people start seeing you guys doing it.
Yep.
And then they start inquiring about what's all this about. I don't see you guys ripping shingles off.
Nope.
I actually see you guys making sure everything's good and then you're spraying something on it. What is that you're spraying on?
Right.
It's sold at that point.
Yeah. We do have people walk up to us.
Technically speaking, that house is just as old as the other house. And technically speaking, they might be on the same roofing kind of schedule, right? Mm-hmm.
And so, most neighborhoods are, right? Because communities are built generally together.
Yeah.
Unless you go down to like old Toronto area and they're all the different communities all over the place, right?
Yeah. But subdivision work?
Yeah. Subdivision work is all 15, 20 years. And they're all in the same pocket. Yeah. And even I live in Vaughan, in Woodbridge. And at the 15-year mark, I noticed a lot of these kind of smaller roofing crews, the Chinese, Mexican crews, Indian crews, they just drive around knocking on your door. Oh, your roof's 15 years old. You want a free, cheap roof replacement? They know where to go, right? So it's kind of that same strategy. We know the pockets that are going to be 15, 20 years old that where our product would be very beneficial for those homeowners.
So what are you thinking, Brett, now about the next 5 years for Roof Life? Because now it's going to explode.
Yeah, dealerships, right? So the last thing I want my guys doing is driving 3 hours north, south, west.
Start picking
up. We can't go south, but south, west and east and north. Mm. I don't need you driving 3 hours because it's 3 hours back. That's 6 hours in a day. We're wasting our time.
Yeah.
At certain points, we're going to start having dealers in those pockets.
It makes sense.
Oshawa, Ottawa, and set up guys over there. Everything's still going to run through us, like a franchise or through a dealership. We'll do all the advertising. We'll take the appointments and we'll give them to you, or you do your own advertising and hire your own crews out there. But we make sure everything funnels through us, right? So we have that control. But that is the future. And get out of Ontario.
Start going over. Yeah, I was just going to say the other provinces.
Yeah, get to the other major provinces, whether it's BC, Edmonton, Calgary.
There's Maritimes would be great because it's all Cape Cod style homes and then it's always asphalt shingles on top, right?
Yep. So there's the growth potential there. But because we're only less than 6 months in, we're still kind of really focusing on our GTA. 2025,
you're going to be swamped, right? It's going to get busy.
Yeah, I believe so. I hope so. And thanks to you. being on shows like this really helps get the word out. Right. So really appreciate you having us on.
We connected through Erica, right?
Wasn't it?
Erica knows a bunch of people too, right?
Yeah. And I think connecting with people is a really good thing. Yeah. Right. It really gets the word out. And the way I found Erica is I joined the Vaughan Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
Right. Okay. And so I was at a Christmas sort of get together sort of thing that they threw, and she was there thinking about joining. And we just got to talking and then about learning about what roof like. She's like, oh, I know this guy who runs a podcast and it's all about construction and he wants to help that industry. And I've been on it a few times. It's amazing. He's amazing. It's great. And I was like, all right, hook me up. And then, a couple weeks later, here we are.
Boom, that's it.
Right? Done, but that's connections. Right? So that's yeah.
I had the nicest message yesterday just as I was winding down. I try to wind down by around 9:30, 10. I don't want to get connected. Like I just need to disappear sometimes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I had this nice message come in about a gentleman who wanted to come on the show. He's heard about the show, loves the show. He's a huge fan. And then he was just giving me this whole spiel about how, is there an application process? Is there like inquiry? Do I have to hit certain, or like all these things? And I'm like, you've already surpassed all that just by reaching out to me and having a conversation about construction and you want to share your knowledge. Yeah. And he was a union guy. I'm trying to remember the exact manager, but he was a union guy. And he's like, I've got a few stories I want to tell you about how the real world is all about. And I'm like, you already passed all this, man. Mm-hmm. Just send me your email and I'll send you, we'll figure out dates the same way that I've done with you.
Yep.
And then we'll get you on the show and we shoot the shit and we talk construction and we talk all aspects of construction. That's it. So
yeah.
It was just really nice. I like seeing those kinds of messages, right? So everyone's always very humble and they just want to get on, and I like that.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I love what you're doing here.
Thanks,
it's a really good thing, you know, supporting the construction industry. And like, I don't come from the construction industry. For 20 years in my adult careerhood, I was in the health and wellness industry. Right, so
similar,
but similar customers.
Well, we need clients. A lot of health and well. I know we need a lot of you guys there.
You know, when COVID hit, I had to shut my business down because I couldn't have people come, so I had to pivot. Then I got into windows and doors, and I'm generally handy myself. I've built structures and all that sort of stuff. I just like doing it. I think it's from my grandfather and my dad. We're all very handy people, just seeing it, absorbing it. I don't know if it's just in your genes or not, but I'm pretty good with a hammer and other tools. So then this just came naturally. I'm 50 and I found what I finally love what I'm doing, which is kind of crazy.
It's not crazy, actually.
Where I want to wake up and go to work and really push as hard as you can at 50.
It's not crazy.
So to all you young people out there.
It's not crazy. Yeah. Well, they keep on changing their jobs all the time.
Yeah.
They're always looking for a new job. And then they're not thinking about what they're going to be doing in their 50s. But you never know. They might have a resurgence and all of a sudden find something like the way you found.
Yeah.
At that age, right? So they still got 20, 30 years before they get to that point.
Yeah. I hope you don't have to wait another 20, 30 years to find what you love or want to do, that you're making an impact, right? I feel like I'm making an impact on homeowners, saving them money, saving their roofs, and doing something for the environment. Those are all positive things for me.
I honestly believe that there's a lot of room in construction to be improved.
Right.
There's a lot of new ideas that have not been presented yet, and it's this younger generation, or it could be the older generation too, they're going to come up with these new ideas and then just keep throwing them out there, and then you never know. It might change the industry. Because you're contributing to changing the industry.
Yeah. Well,
simple as that.
My little label on LinkedIn says industry disruptor.
Yeah.
And that's what we believe, or I believe that we are.
Yeah.
And I kind of always say this example where forever and a day, you can only take a taxi cab.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, Uber and Lyft came into the market. Taxi cab guys were really angry about that.
Yeah, I know.
But what are they doing now? Adapting, right? Beck Taxi or whatever now has an app instead of you don't have to call them anymore.
Yeah.
But they changed the industry. And I think we're doing the same thing with roofing. For hundreds of years, you only had to replace your roof. That's all you had. Now we are giving homeowners, consumers, a second option.
I just thought of, like, why can't you be a roofing business that also has a dealer of Roof Life?
If you're a smart roofer.
I'm just thinking that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
So on the slow times, if you're not re-roofing, your Roof Life in, right? That's basically what you're doing.
Well, going back to that story with our contacts down in the US where they were like, you know, we used to get into fist fights in year one.
Yeah.
Now they're knocking on our door. How can I add this to my resume of services
exactly.
at my roofing
you're
company?
Expanding what you offer clients.
Right.
That's what you're doing now.
Smart.
Plus you look a lot more trustworthy too, because the amount of times I've had clients come up to me and they've been approached by certain construction people, certain details for the wrong products, just because those are the products that they sell.
Right.
Now, if you're a roofer and you offer this as part of your repertoire, you're going to look that much more, you know, legit in front of the client.
Sure. And if you have a client that says, I don't really have, here's your quote, $15,000 to replace. I really don't have. Well, we have a second option, right? That may be more of your budget.
Here's the best part, Brett. Listen, in about 5 or 7 years, consider us to re-roof it, right? Or possibly apply it again. But then at that point, maybe the age of the roof is done.
Right.
And who do you think the client's going to call to re-roof it?
Exactly.
It's going to be them.
Yep.
Right? It's you know, delayed gratification at that point, but you at least know that you're going to get that job down the line. Now imagine if you 100-fold that.
Yeah.
You keep on going out there doing your sales pitch and all of a sudden you're taking care of customers and now you've got a bunch of customers that are going to call you first to re-roof after already they've done the re-roof, the roof life first.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just trust, man. That's it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
So you're not upsetting. There's no fist fighting going on. You're just adding more service to your brand.
Yeah. Well, I think people are scared of change.
That's construction.
Right? Yeah. So the first, when you're scared, your first instinct is either run or fight.
Yeah.
And usually in the construction area, most people are, I want to fight you, sort of, you know, have that anger behind it. So, but if you just calmly explain, I'm actually helping you out and you might be my competition down the road.
And, or you might want a partner.
You might want to partner with us.
Work together.
Because right now our focus is to be the name, the brand. We want to be if anyone 5 years down the road thinks we're going to have competition.
Of course.
If they're going to think about roof rejuvenation, Roof Life is going to be that name they know. Because we're first on scene and we do a lot of marketing advertising with the idea that we're going to get in people's heads. That we're the trusted company. Are we going to be 80% of the market and we're going to have competition that eats up the other 10%? That's fine. I'd rather dominate that way.
It's fine.
Right?
But then that's what you want. You want to actually invite more competition.
Competition's healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
We all get along. Is there anything else you want to share? I think we've covered quite a bit.
Yeah, we did cover a
lot. I don't know if there's anything else before I get to the 12 questions.
Sure. Let's go. Other than, again, our spring kind of promo.
Yeah.
If you call before
February. Up until when? How far?
February 28th.
So the end of them. Oh, so you got a big chunk of time now.
Big chunk of time to book your spring roof rejuvenation. Again, we can't spray until above 0 degrees. Yeah. So we don't know exact dates. We're just putting you in line, right? So, but again, we do 4 or 5 houses a day. We're hiring another crew so we can do at least 10 houses a day.
And if you got some damage up there, you guys will take care of it for
100%.
That.
100%. So that's the whole idea, is that we're offering this free $499 roof tune-up free if you book before February 28th. That's $500 I'm putting back in your pocket.
It makes a lot of sense.
It's worth the deal to take.
Thanks, Brett. Rooflife.ca, at Rooflife Canada on social media, 1-833-550-LIFE or 5433 or 416-962-4900 and email them at info@rooflife.ca.
Exactly.
A person you would trade places for one day.
Oh, geez.
Wait, did I send you the new ones?
Oh, no.
I didn't send
you the new ones. That's why I'm like, it's not on this list.
I had new ones made. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, so this is all going to be new.
No, not all new ones. No. Okay. I would say half of them are new. Sorry about that. I just did new ones. I was like thinking, because I started changing them up. But sorry. I don't remember the old ones now anymore. But yeah, we can go off the cuff now. A person you would trade places with for a day.
Huh, that's a good one. So many people, I guess.
Who's the first that pops in mind?
Probably some sort of someone who lives like kind of that crazy Hollywood lifestyle. Because I think it's so surreal the life those people live, like an A-lister, Brad Pitt or whoever.
Yeah.
Just to see what a day is like in their life,
how the world perceives them.
Just what a whirlwind it is. Everybody's after you. Everyone wants a photo. Everywhere you go, things are comped. Like, it's just like, you're not even human.
No.
And I just kind of want, I couldn't even wrap my head around it. And it would just be more of a social experiment for me to see how.
You wouldn't want to pass a day.
I wouldn't want to live a life like that.
No, I know.
Right? Like, I like to go to places. Like, those guys can't go anywhere without a bodyguard or people screaming or like a celebrity rock star, like a rock star. Lifestyle, yeah. So,
rock stars are slightly different. If you're not the front man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like any sort of like front man.
Then though, people
like,
don't really, you know, oh, you're in the band. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. But you still live the lifestyle, but you have some sort of secret. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
then that's crazy. But then you get other guys like Tommy and Slash, and they become the front man.
Right. Yeah.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Hockey.
Hockey?
Yeah, I'm a hockey guy through and through. Been playing since I was 4 years old. I play now 3 times a week. Actually, I've been off for 5 weeks. Broke 3 ribs the other day.
50.
My bones are turning into mush. I get hit. It's like, oh, there goes 3 ribs. So I've been off the ice for, I play tomorrow just to pick up, just to do some conditioning.
You broke the ribs?
I got hit and just
fractured. No,
One was completely broken in half. The one above and below were fractured, so it was hard sleeping. It's been a rough few weeks.
Some of the worst pain ever in your life. Well, that you'll
and
ever
you can't
experience.
Do anything about it.
You
that's
can't
the
breathe.
Worst
you can't laugh. You can't move. You can't do shit.
Yeah, you can't.
It's
do
hard, man.
Yeah, but that's my guilty pleasure. I love going to the rink. I love being on the ice. I love the competition. I love the dressing room, the banter between the boys.
Nice.
The afterwards, the beer afterwards, or going up to the restaurant. It's just. That's my getaway, you know?
Stop being chained to your construction company. That's what Revelate delivers to contractors like you who are trying to figure out AI and automations. I hear it all the time with guys I talk to, and it sounds like they spend way more time on things that waste money. Here's how Revelate does it. They study your business. They build custom AI software and automation tech to fit your process. They train you and your staff so you can save 50% of your time on the stuff that slows you and your projects down. You got into the trades to build things, not to be buried under endless admin work and broken systems. I know every day feels like you're solving the same problems instead of moving forward. That's why Revelate was created. They grew up in the construction industry and have been a part of it for more than 15 years. They know the grind and they work to fix it. Within weeks, you and your team and your business are saving half of your time on the stuff that keeps you from getting home and enjoying life. No more nights buried in the paperwork, just more time building and living. Stop being stuck in chaos. Let Revelate help you build something better. Book a demo. It's an easy chat and it's free. Book time now. www.revelate.com or on IG at revelate.inc or call them at 416-474-5755. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. What's your least favorite tool?
The grinder. And the reason
I'm
for
a
that,
fan of it, other than the sparks, I like the sparks.
Just super dangerous. Whether you got like the wheels can break off, whatever, the cutting discs and those sort of things. But my story is I have back stairs going into my, I have a separate entrance through my house.
Okay.
And the caps on those stairs are concrete, but the caps are metal and they're rusting. So my neighbor friend who worked for Hilti, he had all these super tools. So I'm like, hey, let me borrow your grinder. Whatever, we're grinding. And at first I was like, okay. It was like stuff flying all over the place. So I just totally geared up. Like, obviously I had eye protection, but I had to, stuff was just hitting me everywhere. I was getting pummeled. So I was going along and I must have just been tired by the end. And I let go of one hand for some reason and it skipped and it went up one leg and around the other and tore my jeans all out. And like, I thought I lost, you know, the middle part.
Whoa.
But, and it was a metal diamond cutter, like a grinder. So it's just pure metal. It's hot. It actually cut through and it was so hot it seared my skin. It wasn't cut, it just seared. So I have a huge scar on the inside of my leg. And
it's like a concrete circumcision.
So
man.
I got
Jesus, man.
Grinder circumcision. But I have PTSD from grinder, so I don't like them very much.
That'll do it. Yeah. For sure that'll do it. Biggest risk you ever took?
Probably this opportunity, not being here.
No.
Roof
just
life.
Starting roof life at
starting
50.
A brand new company at 50.
Yeah, I can see that. Best compliment you ever got?
Oh, it's mostly when I was younger. I used to have long hair.
We all did.
Yeah, like I was like the Pearl Jam days, right? Like, yeah, but I'm from like when the grunge really started.
Yeah,
right?
Long I grew hair my was hair there. Long. Yeah, I know.
I had this, you know.
Every guy had long hair.
I had like nice curl, kind of wavy curl. I'd have women, like I'd go to, I'd be on the subway down to Ryerson where I went to university. And I'd have women actually hitting me like, you got nicer hair than me. That always stuck out with me for some reason to this day. Like it just, those were the best compliments. I don't know about my hair.
What's your favorite beverage?
Well, I love a nice draft beer.
Particular
right
one?
Top. like a Heineken or Sapporo, but it's got to be cold.
I like Sapporo really a lot. Yeah, cold. It's got to be ice cold, man.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
And a nice dark rum, though.
Yeah.
On the rocks.
Appleton or what?
There's a few of them out there.
Yeah.
Bacardi's, but Appleton, dark Appleton, yeah, is really nice. Yeah.
What never fails to make you laugh?
What never fails to make me laugh? Comedians.
Any comedian?
Ricky Gervais is my guy. Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
Yeah. They're not afraid these days.
No. What's his name? Or Louis C.K. Even though he was kind of blacklisted for a while, that guy is so funny.
He's funny.
And he owned up to his shit.
Yeah, I guess exactly. You can say. He was his shit. He made fun of it, right?
Yeah, and Bill Maher, too. I love what he's been doing.
Yeah.
You know? I kind of fit myself as a Bill Maher guy. Right? Just the way he views things. I'm the same way.
Listen, man, I think we need more laughing. That's as just simple as that. Who cares if we are offended?
It's a joke. Well, we can't take life so serious all the time, right? It's gone too far.
It's gone way too far. Worst piece of advice you ever got?
Wow. I don't really think I have. Well, an investment by a TD investment advisor who no longer... Last time I went to go check if he's my investment advisor, I got a new one now.
What's he doing, applying for a roof life job?
Oh, God, I don't know. But he said, this is what I should do. And it didn't go very well. So he's no longer working with TD.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Yeah.
So that was probably one of the worst advice. But, you know, when someone gives you advice, you take it and you do what you want with it. And if it doesn't really work out, it's more of a learning curve.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't really take advice as bad advice. But when someone kind of screws me over on money, then I have a problem.
It's a hard lesson.
That's a hard lesson.
Yeah. The last four questions are the same as the original.
Okay.
So I'll give you a heads up on that one. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt one day?
I would love to have been like a front man for a rock band or something, like Oasis. Or my favorite band is The Strokes.
Oasis coming back.
I got tickets.
You got tickets?
I was on Ticketmaster here.
I want to know if they're going to... If there's going to be stories, man.
I think they need the money and they're going to be cool.
Oh, I totally think that they need money.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're doing it again.
But I think just to build the social media, because they weren't around social media.
Yeah.
So can you imagine if they were around social media and the bickering that was going on with them?
Oh, the fist fights?
You would have seen Liam just like coming up with shit and just talking shit.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Those guys are the best
to watch. I think it's going to be an insane tour.
Yeah. It's going to be a great tour. And they haven't even built that stadium yet. That's my biggest concern. That stadium isn't even built. I bought tickets to see them. And Coldplay.
Wow. That's back in, that's 90s.
I need a loan to buy those tickets. Because it's crazy.
They're more expensive than Swifties? Her prices are stupid. Well,
the Swift ones is like, you could get $300 tickets, but it was just the aftermarket, right?
Yeah.
People were just, you want those tickets, so it's going to cost you $10,000.
Who was the guy, was it Billy Joel, who refused to sell the front row exclusively just to wealthy people? He always kept it free to everybody.
Oh, really?
Right? You couldn't go, it had to be, he wanted regular, he didn't want to see the same faces over and over in the best seats, right?
Yeah.
And or was it him or Rod? I don't know, one of those guys.
It sounds, Billy Joel sounds
Yeah, I think it was Billy Joel that did that. But yeah, that Oasis is going to be fun. I think that'll be fun, man.
Yeah, I have a story with Coldplay. I bought tickets because if you want to see a band and you haven't seen them and when you want to see a good concert, Coldplay is the band to go see. They do everything right. The production value is off the wall and it's been even crazier. They haven't been in Canada for a few years now.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this tour to come through. It's insane. But I've seen 8 of their shows. And one of their shows I got front row, thinking they're front row. What they did is they left the first 6 rows open, didn't sell them, and they brought people down from the nosebleeds and put them in front
of me. That's awesome.
Not when you spend $900 on the tickets
for those seats,
for the front row seats that you thought you were going to get next to. You're 7 rows behind the people who
spent. It's a lottery. They just take a chance.
They just did a lottery. I get what they're doing for their fans, but I'm a true fan. I bought front row tickets. So I have a bone to pick with Chris Martin on that one. But I bought more tickets for this next tour
good
coming
up. Two good bands there.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Probably like to answer that question, probably Chris Martin. That guy is, you don't have too many bands where the band's wholesome and do good things.
He seems approachable.
100% approachable.
Like you could just everyday, just average kind of conversation and you wouldn't be like, after a few seconds, you wouldn't be so starstruck.
No.
You're like, holy shit.
He's down to earth.
Yeah, that's what he seems
and
like.
And so talented. I don't think people realize how talented this guy is. like professionally trained, but piano, guitar, songwriter. Do you know he wrote Yellow in 5 minutes? That's probably one of the biggest
hits on the planet. There's lots of those kinds of stories,
right? It's insane how people can put something together like that.
And that's a great song. But they have a bunch of great songs, man.
They have.
Back in the day when they made decent videos, right?
Yeah. They used to make really creative videos. They're really good.
Scientists, backwards?
Yeah. Awesome video. Awesome
video. Amazing
video. I could talk, we could be
we
could be here forever.
And same with Yellow. I know exactly how they made Yellow, too. How do you make the sunrise over 3 minutes?
Right.
That makes no sense. And then I knew exactly how they did it when I was watching it for the first time. I was like, yeah, I know exactly.
He's so young in that video,
too. I know. When is that? That's like early, mid-90s?
Yeah. Towards the end of the 90s.
When you don't realize.
And it almost broke up after that Parachutes album.
Why?
They just didn't see a future. They just didn't. They had some internal strife and they did have a conversation about not moving forward.
That would have been a shame.
Yeah, because they've put out some really good stuff.
But they never fought like the Oasis.
No. They're good old English boys.
I like seeing Liam get on the Graham Norton show sometimes and just talking shit.
Graham Norton that's a good show. That is an underrated show that doesn't get played. That should be on late night here.
I totally agree.
That is so funny.
But some Graham of the Norton's shit so that they funny. Do, it wouldn't make censorship, right? They would just, because they just let it go with everything, right?
Yeah, that's a great show. So you got to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I watch it on YouTube and I always try to catch Robbie when I catch Robbie Williams on there.
Yeah.
And he tells his stories.
Are you going to go see his movie?
I want to see his movie.
I heard it's amazing.
I heard it's amazing, but America's like trashing it.
Because no one wants to see an ape
or a chimpanzee. They don't know who Robbie Williams is.
Yes, that's
true. Williams is a UK global superstar. Yeah, yeah. He's not an American superstar.
Right,
and he's fucking funny as hell.
He's super funny.
I want to see how many buses he throws people under.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard about this movie. He's like, fuck them all. I don't care. Yeah.
Well, it is about his life.
That's exactly
what played and so by this a chimpanzee. Is what happened.
Yeah. Exactly, right? And I like the idea that they looked at this biopic differently.
Yeah.
And then they said, I'm going to make you a monkey. And I was like, you know what? I'll watch anything with a monkey and a dinosaur in it. So it doesn't matter. So he's got both of them. And then I respect Robbie.
Yeah.
And I like some of his music. It's pop stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like him more as an individual.
Yeah,
I think he's hilarious as well.
He's pretty cool.
He's pretty fucking funny. What's your favorite curse word?
The F word and C word. And they're used in different ways because I thought about this question. Of course. The F word is used when you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
The C word is when something goes wrong for me. Like if you make a cut and you're like, you.
It's true. It's but true.
I love that C word.
Yeah.
It's just not used here. Like I watch a lot of British shows.
Start working with the Irish or the English. You'll hear it all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's what, like you go over to the UK. It's just another F word.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's grammar.
It's grammar. Right. Bollocks and all that kind of stuff. Right. Like I love watching British shows like Ali G and all back in the day. Those the best comedy. He's a talent again. He's another talent that doing all those characters are great, right? So most people don't know him for, they only know him for Borat. They don't know him for Ali G.
Look up the Ali G stuff, some of the stuff, man.
Fantastic. The interviews, the serious
interviews. Bringing in the immigrants, man.
The one he had, the idea he came to Donald Trump with was the best. You ever seen that one?
I don't think I've seen that
Someone about ice cream. And Donald Trump didn't have 2 seconds for him. He's like, he saw right through him. He's like, this interview's over. Took off the mic and he walked out. I'm not dealing with this buffoon. So
he was pushing things, man.
Yeah, totally. Explain the C word. Yeah.
What's your favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
Anything that goes fast. I like a 6-speed car. Anything that's got a
stick. I was going to say anything that goes fast, but hyper, this whole new, you know, the hyper cars or the old school muscle cars kind of thing, right?
Yeah, like more of the old school muscle cars or anything that's really fast.
I got this chatter going on between me and Daniel, this other guy, on because we're both big on Porsche and I'm for different reasons, right? Yeah. And Porsche is one of the few cars today that still sells 6-speed box, right?
Yeah.
So no paddle shit.
No.
I fucking hate
paddle. I don't want the paddle.
I can't stand
paddles. That's not fun.
Shift and clutch.
Shift and clutch.
Yeah. But that's as far as I know. And I think GTI Volkswagen.
Yep.
One of the models you can do a gearbox now.
Because I got my son a GTI. Well, he bought half of it, but he got a 2012. That's his first car. He just turned
18. Is it stick or is it
on? It's not a stick because he doesn't know how to drive stick. So I'm not going to get you a stick.
And you learn on that.
And learn on that as your first car and a 2012 car, right? Like it's a used car. It's probably already been beaten up a bit.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. So I just wanted a car that you could drive. Plus these kids today, they have their attention span as like small as a Tic Tac, right? They're on their phone. They just, their minds aren't.
We had to just learn how to change gears and hold our food or drink.
Or change your CDs. or go through your CD cover and change your CDs while drinking.
On the visor.
And driving with visor, your driving with your knees.
Pop it in. I know.
Your six changer in the back.
But I missed the gear, man. I totally missed it.
Yeah. I had an RX-8, not recently, before my kids were born, but that was my last one.
Two-door. Two-seater.
Two-seater, but also had the suicide door on the RX-8.
Oh, you got the last model before they change everything.
Yeah.
They're releasing a new model. You've seen it?
No.
But it's a hybrid. It's an EV and I wasn't, as soon as it said hybrid, I was like, I'm out of here, right?
But, well, that's where car companies are going. They noticed that I saw a report on it where they're not investing in full electric vehicles anymore. They're moving backwards towards a hybrid because it's almost, again, it went too far.
It makes sense.
And now we got to bring it back where people do want to have some sort of the electric part.
I want to take my car for a long road trip if I wanted to.
Right. So you have the gasoline for that.
I know.
I always giggle every time I pull into an Esso or whatever to gas up my truck. And then I see people plugging in and then just sitting in their car for half an hour.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
I would drive me nuts.
Go get a coffee or something like that? No. Yeah. No. I want to just fill up and get out of here.
Yeah. In and out.
Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Do you believe in me now?
Nobody said that. I like that one. That's good.
Yeah. So, that one's a kind of funny one.
That's it, man. Thanks so much, Brad. I appreciate it, man. It's been fun chatting with you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck with everything, man.
This is my first podcast, so yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You did great. It was wonderful. It was just shooting the shit. Like I told you on the phone, we were just talking. I was like, we're just shooting the shit. Simple as that.
Yeah, I recommend it to anybody to come out and just talk about their business and talk about their industry with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a positive experience.
I got a few interesting stuff coming up, like different aspects, epoxy and stuff like that, fire, separation, things like that.
Yeah. Well, I follow you. I'll be watching.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
That's it. We're all done, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're out of here.